Welcome, congregation, in this morning hour. You may come in. On this blessed Lord's Day again, as we gather here together to worship Him, may the Lord be enabling us today to look into Him and wait upon Him as we seek this morning to understand His Word. So let us begin our service with prayer and the receiving of the Lord's blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us sing Psalter 308, verse 1, verse 3 and 4, not unto us, O Lord of heaven, not unto us, but unto thee be glory given. 308, verse 1, 3, and 4. Let us give our attention now to the scripture reading from Exodus 20, where we hear again the holy law of the Lord, a reflection of His holy and glorious being. We follow that with Psalter 141, verse 1 and 2. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Gracious God, my heart renew. Together now hear the Psalm 46, a psalm written to the chief musicians, to the sons of Korah, and sung on Pan Elamoth. Here it is, the song of faith. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and he cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let us together seek the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord in heaven, who ruleth also upon this earth, despite all the wars and rumors of wars, and despite all the struggles, Lord, that are experienced, thou art the King. And as we gather here, we have many reasons to bless thee for faithful and merciful. Thou hast been again to us in sparing us, Lord, from death. We just heard this morning of a young man who miraculously, as we say, escaped death in an accident. And we are in dangers too, every day. But Lord, it has been thy good pleasure to extend again not only the week, but also now as we may be here on the Lord's Day in thy house of prayer and worship. Fill us all, Lord, with David's confession. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And as he reflected on that, he reflected on himself too, and may we also. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And what are we, Lord, that thou art mindful of us, that thou dost visit us with all thy providential mercies, but also the spiritual mercies that has been given us again today. Oh, convince us, Lord, that we are not worthy of the least of thy blessings, and of all the labor and all the streams of thy goodness that comes to us. For we don't see what thou sees in us, but we know that when thou looks upon us, thou sees there is none righteous, no, not one. And thou sees that all the imaginations of our heart are only evil continually. And thou knows, Lord, that no good thing ever will come from us. And yet thou art bestowing upon us mercies, grace, again and again. And Lord, as we gather here this morning, we pray that thou would be with us in a special way. May we sense thy favor and thy nearness. For with that all is well. No matter how difficult and trying and painful our life can be. And we confess, O God, that we are ill prepared to face the sufferings and the realities of our life. And those we all dream too much and are not enough realizing where we live and what journey we are on. And what we have brought upon ourselves in our fall and ever since those days. And therefore, gracious Lord, may the truth of the psalm we hope to consider this morning become personal to us. May it become our confession of faith, if it is not already. May we triumph in the same faith upon the truths that this poet who wrote it triumphed. And gracious Lord, it was thy Spirit who ministered to him that gift of faith, and we pray that thou would minister that to us also today. And grant us all a living sense of what we read, that the Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. And Lord, thou hast bend that to all thy people throughout all the world who waited on thee, even in the most difficult circumstances. And what a gift if thou enables us today to be still, knowing that thou art the Lord God, the God of hosts. So uphold all those, Lord, who face special sufferings, and we pray for thy children who are under heavy persecution. We pray that thou would graciously strengthen them that are oppressed under hostile forces. O God, let their endurance and also their joyfulness and their surrender to thee, to follow thee, even in the choice to love thee above father and mother, or all what is dear and near to them, rather than denying thy name. O God, let their examples be inspiring to us, who are called so much less to give up being Christians in our nation. We pray, O Lord, that thou wouldst still uphold them, because we know they are of like passions as we are, and of like weakness, and of like longings that we all carry naturally within us, and offer strength to them. Bless thou all those who are called to lead the services today in preaching, reading, and prayer. Fill us all with thy Holy Spirit, O Lord, and anoint us with fresh oil, not only in the preaching, but also in the hearing, that thy word may have a special strength to us today. Grant strength to the suffering with sickness and sorrow in mental or physical ways. Continue to be with Mrs. Dirksen, Lord, as she continues to abide with us and her family in weakness of body, but yet in the great quietness of her spirit. And we give thanks for that ongoing, sweet, and quieting presence, Lord. And we know that also her time is in thy hand. Also lift up Anne this morning, as she's not feeling well. In her weakness of body and pain, O God, be near to her and strengthen all those who are elderly and weakening in body and mind not to wishfully look back, but may they be given the grace to longingly look forward. And thereto, Lord, it is necessary that our eyes be taken away from self to rest on Jesus Christ alone, his righteousness and his merits. And so here is now, O gracious Lord, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing Psalter 161. So this is 1, 3, 4, 5, and 8. My soul in silence waits for God, my Savior He has proved. He only is my rock and tower, I never shall be moved. So 1, 3, 4, 5, and verse 8. Beloved congregation, there came a moment in Jesus' life that he had to say to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe in me also." It are these words of the dear Savior that I want to open my statement with to you this morning. The Lord has spoken this past week for the third time that it is time for me to return to New Zealand. This is heavy beyond words for you, dear children. I've loved you with all my heart, and we had such a beautiful time yesterday. Playing with you was not easy. As I look at your smiles and your eyes and your joy as we play together, And I dreaded coming here this morning, I have to honestly say, to let you know this. It has been on my heart the last 3 weeks for all, especially. And slowly on became clearer and clearer. It was God's will for me to go back. That's not what my flesh desires. That was the least place, or the last place I thought to go back to. But it is His will if He speak, and what are we to say? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe in me also. I know in the multitude of the thoughts within that are in your mind now, which have been in my mind all the weeks already, let's see if we can anchor our thoughts this morning in Psalm 46, where God says, God is our refuge and our strength. And I desire to preach from that briefly this morning, to also let us hear what the Lord says in these circumstances. Before we listen to the word, let's sing quietly with each other, Psalter 106. It's not quite a death tiding, I realize, but it feels like it. And I'd like to say that we can say together in prayer the words of this psalm, 106, let's sing all six verses. What wait I for but thee? My hope is in thy name. judgment's day. Sometimes the Psalms look quite unrealistic. They sometimes breathe the most restful spirit in the most unsettling circumstances. Psalm 46 is one of those. Picture your city surrounded by armies that have been victorious wherever they were. The Assyrians surrounding Jerusalem. Not a single city, country has been able to stop the raids of the Assyrian army, and have closed in on Jerusalem. That's when this psalm was written. That's when this psalm expressed the faith confession of the people of God in that city. So no, such faith, congregation, is not foolhardy, close your eye to the facts type of thinking. It is the language of faith in God the rock. And though there is noise everywhere, be still. And know that I am the Lord, the refuge, the strength. When faith is an exercise, it is dead to doubt. When faith is an exercise, it is dumb to discouragement. It is blind to the impossibilities. And that's what you read in this Psalm 46 this morning. And even if faith is but as a mustard seed, Jesus says, it can say to mountains, be removed. And it can say, when mountains shake, I will not fear. It can even say, let the mountains shake, and I will not be afraid. Not foolhardy. That's the language of faith. And therefore, in these sad circumstances we are facing together as a congregation, may I direct your eyes this morning to the verses of this psalm. God is our refuge and our strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the mountains quake, and though the waters roar and be troubled. It is said of Luther, when sometimes the enemy roared so loud that his friend and companion Melanchthon says, oh Luther, we're going to Paris. This is not going good. How are we facing this? It would give his companion a poke in the side and says, let's sing Psalm 46. And off he went. God is our refuge and our strength. Follow that up, dear congregation. Let Luther's advice, let's take it up. Whenever you feel overwhelmed and you feel indeed, how are we going to face this all? Let's sing. Luther said, singing chases the devil away. It is the way that the Holy Spirit sometimes moves in again. So let's consider just briefly what it says. It begins with the word God, Elohim, Almighty. Focus your thoughts with me on God, the all-sufficient one, the creator of heaven and earth. He it is this morning that wants to direct our thoughts to Him. He asks them, but speak and it is done, and He commands and it stands fast. God who holds the universe in the palm of His hand. Also little Kwopan. Also you're my life. You're my destiny. You're my journey. We're in His hand. And everything is in His hand. That's why these people could sing as the powerful army is surrounding the city. We're in God. He's our refuge. He surrounds the city too. He's invisible. We see the army. Today, we see in our minds the reality of me leaving. God. God is our refuge. He who never fails and never is weary and also never is absent. Men come and men go. Families come, families go. Generations come and go. But God never goes. He's here. And to these people, He was their refuge. It is Him who gives the power to faint-hearted and increases the strength to those who have not. Notice the second word in our text, though it is added in the English. God is, not was. He is. He stays. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus says, I'm going and I'm staying. He said that. And what stays is God in His Word, in His Spirit. He remains, He never forsakes, He never leaves, He never wavers. Of all the earth and all the earthly, and it's what we are, it is written, they shall perish. They shall wax old like a garment. As we put clothes away and we throw them away, so is our life. It comes and goes. But, the poet says, He shall endure. He is the same and His years shall have no end. God, congregation, is. In all that is changing, He is who He is and He will remain who He is. Let's hold on to that. Wherever we may be, if only we may be near to God, our refuge and our strength. And that's the second word He speaks. God is our refuge and strength. Luther again says somewhere that it's in these little words, our and us and my, the power of the word. He's not just a distant God who is, no, He's our. It's not anything the unbelieving world can claim. But God's people can. He's not ours because of our choice of us to own Him. He is ours because of His choice to own us. And this morning He said that, I am the Lord your God. You belong to me. He is our. He chose Israel as a nation, not because they're worthy, not because they were promising, not because there was any good that God saw in them. He chose them sovereignly. So did He with us. Chose us. Drew us clear near to Him. He's our. And therefore, He says to us this morning, O my people, open your mouth wide and I will fill. Yes, there will be many needs in your as church, as consistory, as families. We all face our needs as family, as again I need to leave children behind. But that's secondary. If God is our, His life is but a short journey. And if someday we may say, together in heaven, and that must be our prayer. As my first wife lay dying, she often said, I pray that one day we will be together, one family, in a better place than this. That's my prayer for you too, and for myself and for my children. And that place is not here. This is a place of war, fighting, losing, defeat. You see, the whole psalm is full of it. And yet, God is our refuge and our strength. A refuge, children, is a place to hide. Strength is the power of God. God is our refuge and our strength, the poet says. And consider the circumstances. The army surrounds the city. Humanly speaking, Jerusalem is going to face its end. How can they continue in this situation, cut off of all food supplies, everything? God is our refuge. He's protecting. God is our strength. The poet says, there's a river in the midst that makes glad the city of God. What a beautiful picture. The river is a picture of God's covenant of grace. Out of it flows everything that we humans need, wherever we are and whatever circumstances we face. God is our refuge. And even though Ahasuerus' voice cried in the ears of the Jerusalem people, don't let Hezekiah deceive you, saying the Lord will deliver. He says, don't do that. Look at the reality. You're going to face your destruction. God is our refuge. It's either Isaiah who wrote this psalm or Hezekiah. We don't know. But we know it's a believer who looked away from the circumstances. And dear congregation, let us pray for that. Let us look away from the circumstances to the God who is our refuge and our strength. If we were to live by sight, if we were to live by math, if we were to live by calculations, or the facts on the ground, then we have every reason to cringe in fear and pain and flee in surrender. No, faith doesn't deny the facts. And faith doesn't deny the pain. And faith doesn't even deny the fear. But faith looks out of it all to the God who has revealed Himself to be a strong refuge and strength in time of trouble. Then in 2 Chronicles 32, we read of this struggle of Assyria invading. And then Hezekiah called the people together when he saw Sennacherib and all, and he said this to them, and he spake comfortably to them, the Hebrew which he spake to their heart, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, not for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the word of Hezekiah, the king of Assyria, Judah. They rested themselves on that truth. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. With God, you're always in the majority. even if you won against the multitude. That's what they felt. That is also for you and for me. The only way forward is not to look backward, not to look sidewards, not to look inward, but to look upward. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. People come, people go. God comes and God stays. Happy is the man that has the God of Jacob for his help, the Lord of hosts. In our fearful thoughts regarding the future congregation, and I know mine have multiplied over you, and yours will multiply over you. That's normal. But let's look at the second verse. In all these thoughts and all these fears that these people faced, he said, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, and though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Before I look at that with you, let's sing quietly again together from Psalter 5. And oh, may God minister us just through singing. Oh Lord, how are my foes increased? Against me many rise. This is the time that David faces Absalom and his persecutors. Psalter 5, all five verses.
Against me many rise. Oh, many say in vain for help, he on his God relies. Thou art my shield and glory, Lord, my Savior, O Most High. The Lord from out his holy hill, give answer when I cry. I laid me down and slept, I wake, because the Lord sustains. The many thousands compass me, and moved my soul remains. Arise, O Lord, and save my God, for thou hast won my cause. When oft has beaten down my foes, who scorn thy righteous laws. Salvation to the Lord belongs, in him his saints are blessed. And let thy blessing evermore upon thy people rest.
God is our refuge. God is our strength, a very present help in trouble. A translation of those words, a very present help in trouble, can also be, has greatly been found in help in trouble. The Hebrew allows that translation. The Dutch have it translated in their Bible in that way. God is our refuge and his strength. He has been greatly found a help in trouble. The word a very present. I prefer that translation than the one we have here in the English, because it's consistent to the other languages of faith in the Bible. Faith has to have something to lean upon. And he has been found a God in the history of the nation. And God we can lean upon. See, when you read Psalm 77, the poet has lost it for a moment. He just sees only the troubles around him and he sinks like a stone in the water. And then he says, but this is my infirmity. I will remember. I will recall the things God has done. He has been a present help in trouble. He has been shown to be a God upon whom you can rely. And therefore, this verse is a confession of faith for everyone that has waited upon God. Congregation, those that wait upon him, those that rested themselves on the words of Hezekiah, which were the words of God, have again confirmed it, that if you wait on God, he will never put you to shame. Now, waiting is hard. What is waiting is to give everything out of your hand. Waiting is to give it over. Waiting is saying, Lord, do what thou art pleased to do. That's not easy for us. We like to hold those reins, don't we? We like to have our control on the things. We like to have the things that we love and that we find secure and that gives us comfort, and to let those go. That's a mighty battle. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble, or greatly been found in help. And therefore, the only right way to look at our present circumstances is through the glasses of God's historical dealings with his people. And you go through those pages of the sacred history. And have we ever seen God to fail those that wait on him? We have seen that God wasn't faithful to maintain his own cause, not through a man or through another man, but through those whom he is pleased to use. It's his cause. It's his kingdom. It's his doing in our life that will give security and strength. And therefore, the poet in verse 2 and 3 rises high, my friends. Therefore will not we fear. He doesn't say, therefore I won't be sad. I've been exceedingly sad. And I will be. You've been in my heart for these 6 years or so. You've been part of me. I've been part of you. Be torn apart, especially in this distance. I cannot oversee at this moment. And he has pain too. Pain is good. Tears is fine. God is not angry with that. He doesn't say, I have no questions either. That's fine too. But he says, I don't fear. I don't fear. God is in control. God stands above. God's abide. That's the language of faith, congregation. That's not the language of feeling and thinking and reasoning. That is just so the language of faith. The language of faith goes farther than we can see. When Abram left the Ur of the Chaldees, he did not know his destiny. But he did know his company. He had God with him. Wherever he told him to go, I will go with you. And the Lord stayed with Abraham. Let that also be our prayer. Hezekiah and Isaiah's people were not sure what their future held. And so do you and I not. But we do know who holds our future. He is our refuge and our strength. And therefore will not we fear. And notice, we will not fear because we got big walls. We don't fear because we got a big well inside of the city Jerusalem dug by Hezekiah and his men to provide him with water. We won't fear because we have keen insight and good strategy. No, we will not fear because we have the Lord of hosts with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge and our strength. He sees his strength and he sees his help outside of himself. And therefore not a sparrow falls from the housetop, not an arrow flies over the city wall, and not a nation rises up, and not empty places come in our life, but through him who holds all things in his sovereign hand. Be still and know that I am God. And I will be exalted. Lord Jones said in a beautiful statement, faith is the refusal to panic. Because God is our refuge and our strength. Therefore we will not fear though the mountains quake, and it feels like that this morning. And though the waters roar, and it sounds like that this morning. And though the most earth-shaking events invade our lives, congregation, that is not a boastful word. Therefore will not we feel like a brawny man saying something like, no, that's not what it is. It's the language of faith. The language of faith sees the invisible things. And that doesn't mean, of course, that faith will not be assaulted and tried and troubled. Yes, Hezekiah also had that. And we will also have that. Satan will do his utmost to unseat us and unsettle us and to anger us or to lead us to despair or lead us to say or think things we shouldn't say or think. Yeah, he will do all his best. In verse 3, notice he goes one step further in his language of faith. In our English, you notice the word though is in italics. Though the waters roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake. It's again a weak translation. The Dutch have, I think, got it better. They say, let the mountains shake and let the waters roar. The language of faith says, no matter what is going to come, let it come. We will not fear. And why is that? Because whatever comes, comes first from above and not from below. Not from the side or not from the back. From above, the Lord. And therefore this language of faith can say, and let then the waters roar, and let then the mountains shake, with the swelling thereof, we will not be troubled, we will not fear. No, congregation, that is not the language of the insane. The blind, fool, or the boastful, talkative, ignorant of the reality. This is the language of faith. Rests on the revelation of the Almighty God being the strength and refuge. Hezekiah was a timid man. You go read it yourself. He tore his clothes. He put ashes on his head. When he heard this boastful letter and talk of Rabshakeah at the city gates, he's not a boastful man. He's a humble man. Timid man. Who looked at God. And therefore this evening, a morning, I will end again where I started with you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe in Jesus also. He is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in trouble. And therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There's a river, God's river. Streams whereof shall make glad the city, the church of God, wherever he gathers his people. It's the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, therefore she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Though the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, come. Behold the works of the Lord in the past. What desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh still wars to cease. To the ends of the earth he breaks the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot. Be still. And know that I am the Lord. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Let us pray. Beloved Lord, thou knowest that the thoughts of our heart are more than what we can express. Thou knowest that mountains are shaking, and that waves are roaring in our little congregation. But thou hast given us such blessed times together under the ministry of the Word. And Lord, and as this change in the course of providence is coming upon us as congregation and as families, we confess it is rather hard to be still. Oh God, it is impossible to be still and to sing. And we pray therefore that thou graciously would inspire also in our hearts this what was inspired in the heart of these poems that we have considered this morning. We know, Lord, thou art God, and that thou art the same today and always will be, and that thou art a refuge and a strength. But now for us to have that faith, dear Lord, be pleased to give us something of that, that we may sing. We do not know what holds our future, but we do know that thou holds our future. And so we pray, dear Lord God, let thy word, in the multitude of our thoughts within, comfort our soul. We ask all this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 128. God is our refuge and our strength and helper ever near us. 128, all three verses.
host.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and let us go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.